This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking another question. Am I blocking my own blessings? And usually when I think about blessings, I don't think about me being the one to block my blessings. But as I began to give it a deeper look, I see that there are ways that I can harbor certain feelings and emotions, which can add up to emotional clutter that can, in a sense, block my blessings. And we're all familiar with physical clutter, right? We know what it looks like when our desk is cluttered or our closet or garage are cluttered. But this, again, is emotional clutter. So earlier in the week, here's an example. I talked about evaluating my life. And sometimes I avoid that process because that may mean I need to make changes. And sometimes I don't make the changes and then I have guilt. So now that's the clutter because I'm carrying around guilt over not doing something. Rather than turning something like that over to God, asking for His help, for His guidance, I'm carrying that around. I also talked earlier in the week about the difference between being right and doing right. Sink a lot of energy in trying to be right. That adds to that spiritual clutter. So today, if you want to join me in identifying that spiritual clutter and let's get it cleaned up, let us cling to these words. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Against such things, there is no law. Galatians 5:22, 23. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's give God all of that emotional clutter.